day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too. I lift my voice to sing a song of praise on this good day.
Good day, 7 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Doug is out playing with his pool. He had a flood situation in the pool.
His pool, right?
Apparently the filter. Yeah, so he's out there trying to make sure his pool doesn't come into his living room. I'll be right here. Until then, we're going to visit the poll at DougSteffens.com. It's related to the storm and the coverage of the storm this past weekend. Jennifer, how did you fare during the storm out there in Los Angeles?
It was hot in Los Angeles.
Was it 95? I saw that.
Oh, there was hotter than that. It was 108 on Saturday.
Really? Mm-hmm. And by the way, there is no bad weather. If you look at the weather map all across the country, zero bad weather anywhere.
We may get a storm this afternoon, but that happens. I mean, we get these
late
storms.
Yeah, exactly, because it's hot.
All right, so tell everybody what the poll is since we just talked about it, Dudley.
Thank you, Richard. The poll has to do with what you think regarding news media coverage of Irene, because it was, even though it was reasonably a regional story, 65 million people, the country is often referred to as a sandwich, with the two pieces of bread being the East Coast, the West Coast, and then what's in between. And this didn't affect anybody in the middle of the country at all, other than if they were in a service like you're in the airline business. All the flights from St. Louis or Chicago or Dallas into Washington, if you're in Atlanta. Let's see. So it would have been Dallas, Atlanta, St. Louis, and Chicago. Any flight or any of the cross-country flights from, let's say, Los Angeles to New York or New York, you understand the picture. Nothing got through after Friday night. Nothing. Atlanta had to send planes elsewhere. Chicago, they just held them up. Dallas, they held them up. So that became the story there. How did it affect the people that were stuck in those places and they couldn't get back to the East Coast? And that was part of the news media coverage. You saw people, I mean, they might as well have stock footage of people at the airport who are sleeping on a bench with their mouth open and their tongue hanging out.
Why don't those people just go to a dumpy hotel?
Well, because probably the dumpy hotels are all full.
You know, actually down here in D.C., they said enough people knew the storm was coming, they did not get trapped at the airport.
No, they didn't. But there are those, you always see at the storm time a picture of somebody asleep with his mouth wide open. He's got his head on they make those chairs too, by the way. Did you know, and this is what really is annoying, the airports make the chairs so you can't sleep in them? They don't want you to sleep.
That's why everybody sleeps on the floor.
Yeah, right, exactly. They sleep on the floor because they don't want you to sleep. But who knows? I would say that's about as user-unfriendly. But look, any airport that you go into, look at the chairs. Notice how they have these little barriers from one seat to the next to the next.
Right.
Yeah, the armrests are what
you The armrests, right. You can't get around under them, around them. Mm-hmm. And it's the same. They're the same chair, basically, in every airport. I'm a student of this because I travel a lot, and there are oftentimes you get stuck and you want to take a quick nap because the plane's late or you missed the plane or whatever happened. You can't sleep in them. You cannot sleep in those chairs, which is not recognizing how many people get stuck. At airports in general and air travel is just plain, because the TSA and all this other stuff, just plain unfriendly anymore. It's not fun. I still like to fly, but it still is. I was filling out some forms over the weekend because the airline I use for the most part has now two airports that are going to let you be screened faster. There's some new TSA program that you fit into this classification or this category, and you'll be able to get through quicker, which is, it's good for the individual, but it still doesn't deal with the issue of how over the top all of this stuff is to begin with. And I wonder whether I'm just serving myself here, whether I should be true to my guns and not do this and have to go through the suffering that everybody else does. But essentially, if you have this pass and you get a stamp of approval from the TSA, you really don't have to go through most of the security. Once they've certified you as okay, then you get to go around most of the screening process, which for me makes good sense, especially if you happen to be a little late for the flight. But that just, you know, the other side of it is, come on.
That's so ridiculous, by the way.
It is.
I'm not for that.
Well, anyway.
I mean, I understand it's annoying because I fly a lot, too. But if we're going to screen everybody, we should screen everybody. What's to say that somebody's not going to pay somebody off with one of those special passes or that they're going to cut your finger off so they can get your fingerprint to go through that? I mean, it's just...
How do you do that with somebody else's finger? You just hold up the finger?
Yeah. Sure. Haven't you seen movies? Please. Yeah. That's what they do. They chop your finger off. That's what Kiefer Sutherland did.
Right. Boy, I miss that show.
I do, too.
I really miss that show.
I miss any show. I don't have anything.
Yeah. The Good Wife is back on Sunday nights. That's a good show.
It's not the same.
No, I know. But there's a and the Tom Selleck police show with the family.
Again, another good show.
Yeah, good show. But it's not the same as 24. 24 got you to be. It was appointment
television.
You were
on the couch 5 minutes before the show started.
You were ready. Get the popcorn.
20 minutes after. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
I remember watching it on DVD, and I'd stay up till 3 in the morning watching that show because you couldn't stop. You had to keep going.
I'd get up, right. I'd go to bed, and then I'd get back up again. Because it was they stopped it after the first couple of years. You couldn't get used to be able to get cable from the East Coast, so you could watch it in real time on the West Coast. So it was on at 9 o'clock on the West Coast. I mean, it was 9 o'clock on the East Coast. What time was it on? 9 or 10?
It was on at 9.
Yeah, you could watch it at 6 on the West Coast, which was swell. And then
I remember 1 year I went to Columbia. Mm-hmm. Which is where my wife is from, and down there they have all of the studios have their own channel on the dish networks. So there'll be the Sony channel, there'll be the Fox channel, and they play all of their own properties. And they had a 24 marathon for 24 hours. They would play one whole season nonstop. Then the next day they played season 2. Then the next day they played season 3. And I was like, oh my god. And I was like, it's like you took caffeine and just shot it into your veins, and you're like staring at the television. This is great. This is great. I love this.
Yeah. Well, there's something to be said for that as well, right? The hurricane and its usage of technology. It was a lot of people without power. There were some really interesting stories about cell phones and smartphones and tablets and how they worked. Until they ran out of juice, and then you were done, right? You'd have no place unless you were. How did you?
Unless you got that car charger with the plug in it, so you could plug in your cell phone.
And I did.
Did you?
You did. You got it.
I went to
what's
Radio
it called?
Shack.
What's it called?
Inverter.
Inverter converter.
A power inverter. It's neat. I got the one that expands to 3 plugs. So you plug it into your cigarette lighter in your car. You turn your car on. It becomes its own little generator, and you have 3 plugs. The limitation, though, is, I mean, you're not going to plug your refrigerator into this thing.
No.
It's 150 watts. So really, all you can plug into it is your iPad, your cell phone. I don't even know if you can plug a toaster into it. Maybe a toaster. So really, for me, I'm going to take it back because it didn't do me any good because I've got an adapter for my iPad, my cell phone, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm wondering, when you say you take it back, did you use it? Is that legit?
I didn't use it. I opened it. I plugged it in. I was like, you know what? This thing's, it won't do me, for what I bought it for storm purposes, it won't do me any good.
You didn't figure that out beforehand?
I didn't. Not until I got home and really started looking at the thing.
I got to the Home Depot yesterday, bought 200 feet of number 6 cable. Cost $246 plus some things for either.
Is that like an extension cord type thing?
Well, we were going to hook it on to the generator to get it into the store because we don't have the barn there. It's separated into 2 zones, and we designed it before we put the store in. So we have one zone that covers the milking barn and all of the tanks where the milk is and that sort of thing, so everything stays cold, and that operation is fine. But then at the other end, we now have all of the compressors that need to power the refrigerator units where the milk is and the ice cream is and the cheese is and the eggs are. And so that hadn't been done yet, so we had to run a cable through there. And then when I got it, I found that we already had one, so I went to bring it back again. And the woman this is where these companies just don't get it. The staff on the floor, very friendly, very helpful, very positive. It was good to deal with. It was a woman who brought me around to the electrical department, and she picked up this thing and she was, she was great.
You liked it a little, huh?
I did. So I brought back the cable, and the woman snarls at me, is nasty, and just stupid.
Yeah, it's funny.
For what purpose? I just said, I can't use this. And she says, well, come over here. And I put it up on the counter so she wouldn't have to lift it. And I didn't put it on the floor. I put it on the counter. She said, that doesn't belong there. I kind of looked at her. I didn't move. I didn't change it. I left it where it was. You don't belong there, and it doesn't belong. You know, that kind of stuff. What are you, stupid? I'm a customer. Help me out and send me on my way.
Yeah.
And don't leave me with a bad taste in my mouth having done business with you.
It's funny. Sean had saved up to buy this toy that he wanted. And we went to Target and purchased it on Saturday. And by Sunday morning, realized it was just a piece of garbage. Yeah. Batteries don't last. Things falls apart, whatever. So we took it back Sunday. And they make these things so that you have to destroy the package to get it out of the package.
Right. Uh-huh.
So annoying.
So I tried to put it back. Yeah, I tried to put it back best I could. But, you know, the thing's a mess. And I just take it back, of course, expecting adversity when I go to try to return the thing.
Right.
And the woman was like, okay, thank you. You know, she took the mangled package, gave me my money back. Yep. I was on my way.
Smart.
That's Target. Good.
Thank you very much.
Good. There you go. Always hear pretty good things about Target.
Yeah, it's a good store.
Yep. Okay, speaking of things that are good, we say hello to men who are really on it today, who are feeling good about themselves, who've had a lot of rest over the weekend, and you are full of vim, vigor, and vitality. Those are the men that women want to be around. If you're not that person, perhaps it's time for you to consider a free trial offering of a product called Ageless Male. Ageless Male is a natural supplement shown to raise your testosterone by 61%, maintain healthy, normal levels of testosterone in your body. No injections. You don't have to go to the doctor. With healthy testosterone, you can feel the energy again. Have a great outlook and have, you know, just a nice, great romantic life. Who doesn't want that? Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free, nothing to lose. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, call this number now, 800-864-4031. That's 800-864-4031. Do not wait another moment. 800-864-4031. If you notice things are different, guys, you're a little bit older. We know that. The women who are around you, maybe they're noticing something different. So fix the problem. Don't talk about it. Don't think about it. Just do it. There is a no-risk opportunity for Ageless Male at 800-864-4031. Don't wait.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
40-story hotel in Las Vegas never opened, maybe demolished. That story.
Oh, wow.
DougStepper.com.
Wow.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
All right, time for us to visit the birthday list for this Monday, the 29th. Only 3 days left, is that right? 31 days in August.
That's right, 31.
Yep. All right, so let's say happy birthday to Betty Lynn, whose
happy
real name
birthday.
Can't be Betty Lynn. There's got to be something else there, like Betty Lynn.
Yeah, it's got, that's a three-name name.
Somebody or other.
Yeah. Betty Lynn Steffen.
Okay, good. Thank you, Betty Lynn. She's 85. She was Thelma Lou, girlfriend on
Barney's
the Andy
girlfriend.
Griffith Show. Yes, she was. Hello. Happy birthday to her. William Friedkin, the director of The French Connection, The Exorcist, To Live and Die in L.A., The Boys and the Bands, etc. Born in the state in 1935. Happy birthday to Dick Halligan, trombonist with Blood, Sweat, and Tears. How many of their songs can you name? Looks like
good R&B, kind of soul,
yeah,
R&B
right.
band.
Heavy
stuff.
White, blue-eyed soldier, they call it. I never took to this much, but this song is a big hit, Spinning Wheel, and so were many of their other songs. Happy birthday to him. Senator John McCain is having a birthday today. Born in the state 1936. He's been a senator from Arizona since 1987, and he was a captain in the U.S. Navy, prisoner of war for almost 6 years. Made him a tough, tough cookie. Elliot Gould, his real name Elliot Goldstein, in Bob and Carol, Ted and Alice, in MASH, A Long Goodbye, The Night They Raided Minsky's, and was in the all of the updated Ocean's 11, 12, and 13 movies. Happy birthday to James Brady, who was once an assistant to President Ronald Reagan, was wounded in the attempt to assassinate Reagan. The Brady Law, remember the waiting period that's required, background check on handguns, named for him. Up next is Dave Malone, a guitarist for the Radiators.
Yes.
59 today.
Good old New Orleans band.
This is, yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. Ellen Geer, the actress, I don't know that I know her, but I know her if I saw her. Wednesday, 1941.
I don't recognize her either.
She was in Harold and Maude. Beauty and the Beast, et cetera, et cetera. You'd all remember Robin Leach, though. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous host.
Yes.
Born to state 1941.
Welcome to Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
All right. Dan Truman, keyboardist with Diamond Rio. 55.
Yeah, we just had them last week, one of their people.
Yeah,
birthday
one.
Season.
Yeah, it is. Eddie Reeder, singer with the Fairground Attraction. I know his name. Oh, I like this, Richie. Crank this up. What I don't know the song. This is very good. What do we know about this group?
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Really? Find out, though.
Wow, this is good.
What's her name? Fairground.
Eddie Reeder. the fairground. It's got to be Edie, not Eddie. It's got to be Edie.
Yeah.
It's got to be Edie.
They make such mistakes. See if I can find out there.
Good stuff. They're much too
eager. I wonder how they got on the birthday list.
What do you mean? Do you know her?
No.
Rebecca De Mornay's birthday is today.
I know her.
Risky Business. Guilty
Wally
of Sin.
George's daughter.
Backdraft. George versus George.
Wally George.
Wally George.
This is a Brit band.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it Eddie Reader or Edie?
It is. It looks like Eddie, but it's E-D-D-I.
Oh, okay. All right, Kyle Cook's birthday. He's the guitarist with Matchbox 20. 36 today.
Yeah.
Dave DeRozier's bass player with Simple Plan is 31 today. And Lea Michele, another one who needs another name, Jennifer. Lea Michele from Glee. Don't Rain on My Parade. Her character is Rachel on Glee. Does that pinpoint who she is?
Yes.
Helps it out? Okay, good. All right. Happy birthday to everybody whose birthday is today. Thank you, 28 after on Good Day.
Charismatic and confrontational, when J. Frank Norris addressed his congregation in Fort Worth, Texas, people sat up.
Think of a cross between P.T. Barnum, William Randolph Hearst, Billy Sunday, and a little bit of Al Capone.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Norris ran this country's first megachurch, and in the 1920s, one reason the place was so rich was Norris wouldn't pay taxes on a building the church rented to a department store.
He took it as a persecution.
Norris had many devout followers and powerful enemies in town.
One time he preached on what prominent banker in Fort Worth bought silk hose for another man's wife.
And Norris named names, but then Norris went too far.
Norris pulled out a gun and shot the man to death.
And killed an unarmed man. David Stokes, author of the fascinating book, The Shooting Salvationist, J. Frank Norris, and the murder trial that captivated America.
We talk about the Casey Anthony trial. You see some of the parallels to how juries handle information.
I won't give away the verdict, but however you feel about the outcome, the morals and mayhem involved in J. Frank Norris's life make for a very good read.
There was a popular poem among the Baptist clergymen of the day about Norris, and it said this: "And what to do with Norris was a question broad and deep. He was too big to banish, and he smelled too bad to keep."
That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body
and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
On the internet at DougStephan.com.
Yes, we are.
I like my
what's your shirt? It looks like a skier.
It's a sweatshirt. Aren't you hot?
No, it's cold here this morning.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to warm up fast for the 80s.
What's it say? Does that say Jeep?
Yep. It's a Jeep.
Jeep.
I can't see the J.
Okay. There it is.
Ski Club.
Right on my left breast.
just where it should be.
My
right.
Breast.
Yes, right. All right, 34 after the hour, the Doug Stephan Good Day program. I've been talking about this forward-looking special, which we are going to offer to radio stations. Stronger Than Ever, it's called. 10 years past September 11th will be available for broadcast for the weekend of the 9th, 10th, and 11th, because the 11th is Sunday. I'm going to be on an airplane flying to, where am I going? I'm going to go to Las Vegas that day, so I'll be flying on September 11th.
We have to talk about your gambling issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You are always going to Vegas.
Yeah, and you never really tell us anything about it. You say you have property there and you have to go to these meetings.
I have to go to I'm on the board.
This hotel he has to go to.
No, actually, sure I believe all that.
I'm interested in this, the Harmon Hotel Tower in Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's like crazy, this story.
This story, this is a high-rise hotel tower. 49 stories, used as a condo and a hotel. It's empty at the moment. It's pretty flashy. MGM Resorts International owns it, but apparently they want to demolish it. The building's problems blamed on massive construction defects and the downturn in the market for the most part. The general contractor happens to be headquartered here in Framingham, Massachusetts, the Perini Company. Perini is not the company it used to be when it built the dam for Suez Canal. It did a lot of big, big construction projects all over the world. The Perini family ran into bickering problems and then money problems, and so they sold out to a guy in San Francisco who had a reinsurance company. He was a bonder, and if you know anything about construction, you know, especially if it's a public project, but many of the big private projects, they require that you put up a bond. And because the Perini family, sort of with their arguing about how to run the company, ran it into the ground, they didn't have the assets to back the bonds that were required. Hmm. So the bonding company stepped in and bought Perini Construction.
Ah, what a gimmick.
All right. The bonding company buys Perini Construction, and they continue to try to do things as they were. But it's like Ed Lambert, the guy who took over Sears and Kmart. He doesn't know squat about the retail business. He's a guy who's a he runs a fund, And the fund has money in it, so he uses it. It became a real estate play. A Kmart did, anyway. He bought the Kmart company because of all the real estate that they own, not because he knew anything about running a retail establishment, because he wanted the retail. I mean, he wanted the estate. He wanted to have all of the property that Kmart owned. So he's run Sears and Kmart into the ground. No longer are they the companies that they used to be.
Not even
Kmart
close.
Was anything great, but Sears certainly was a great American name. They've ruined the Craftsman brand. They just ruined all of the refrigerators that used to place a lot of faith in, the junk, garbage, cheap,
oh my God.
Crap.
I bought Kenmore stuff all for my kitchen because I grew up with it.
Yeah, me
it
too.
Rock solid stuff.
Yep.
What a bunch of junk.
Junk now. So Perini also has fallen down into that hole. Perini is not the company it was, but they still are bidding these big jobs, and they continue to mess up on them. I would think the guy in the insurance company would be tired of it now because of all the suits against him, like the one in Las Vegas where MGM is suing them over the problems in the building. And so I guess if depending on who wins this court fight, that'll determine whether the hotel stays or it goes.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be a 400-room non-gaming tower with 200 residential condos. It's right in. It's right as you go down the interstate. It's on the left-hand side as you're going into the city proper. Very impressive to look at. You can see pictures of it at DougStephan.com.
So what are these defects that would make them demolish this thing instead of repurpose it?
That's a very good question. I can't imagine why
somebody would just knock a brand new building down.
Here's the thing. If, in fact, Las Vegas is doing its inspection job the way any other community, they all have building services departments, and the building department is supposed to inspect the wiring, the plumbing, the maintenance, the manufacturing, all of the things that are necessary, the construction of this, so there wouldn't be problems at the end. So I don't understand how it could get to this point either, frankly.
You really don't understand? See, I think it's a big conspiracy. I sound so much like you. I've been spending
a lot of time. Ooh, I want to hear
this.
Let me hear it.
A conspiracy because of?
No, but there's nothing that happens in Vegas for a reason.
Is it bought off? Everybody's bought off, yeah.
Absolutely.
Maybe. Yeah, it could be. Yeah, maybe. So anyway.
I mean, Vegas has got big-time mob connections.
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah.
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 Really?
Yeah. So anyway, people could put down 20% starting in 2008, but the buyers disappeared because of, what happened in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
So Coldwell Banker can't sell them. They can't rent them. It's a very emotional building, the physicality of it, the appearance, the architecture. Very high-end luxury building appealing to the nouveau riche, the upscale, the classy, the younger rich people. And how many of those people do you know?
Young rich people? I wish I knew a few.
other than the Wall Street bankers who sort of did pretty well. Other than that, you got a few guys like, Zuckerberg started Facebook. But really and truly, how many young rich people in the last 3 or 4 years, people in their 30s who are rich, how many of those people do you know versus what it was like 10 years and 20 years before that? There aren't a lot of people. So anyway, the structural defects that have been discovered in the building since this past year, they instead of going to 49 stories, they decided to stop at 28, which is where they were, and they then took off all of the most of the condo units. Perini finished the shell, and it's just been sitting there.
Wow.
It's a really amazing story about how all of this stuff really works. And you may be right about Las Vegas, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
You may be right.
Hey, man, my philosophy on this kind of stuff is it keeps money in circulation. If they build a building, knock it down, and build a new building, mm-hmm. that money keeps rolling around to people for jobs, for whatever it is. It's a whole lot better than one person having control of all of that money and it just sitting there, not out in the economy.
Money does no good if it's not circulating. There's a spiritual philosophy about that and what abundance does if you abuse it. And the idea is, this has always been my philosophy, obviously it went a little bit too far for me. Keep spending it because it's good for the economy and good for everybody. You gotta
let me ask you this, though.
Some common sense, yeah.
Knowing all of the boomers that are just hitting retirement age and have been saving for 20 years.
Yeah.
Now all that money that they've been saving that has not been in the economy could well hit the economy. Do you think that will have an effect? I've never even thought about this, but that's just kind of floating in my mind right now.
You mean, will that help benefit the economy, make it stronger?
Yeah, I mean, how many millions or billions or trillions of dollars have been sitting in savings accounts not being spent that now will be spent because of they're all retired?
If you had asked me this question 3 years ago, I would have said a lot. But do you realize how many completely destroyed 401ks there are? How many completely destroyed retirement programs there have been? Completely. But
no, 401ks
still
don't count. 401ks don't count because that money is in circulation. That money is being used in the economy. I'm talking about money that's just sitting in a bank
account.
Yeah. Not doing anything. Or worse.
Yeah, maybe somebody's mattress.
Yeah.
I don't have an answer for that. The obvious guess would be yes, it would help a great deal. But I think that we overinflate how much money people who are my age and older have.
I think you're right.
I think in my case, I've been through everything that I had saved for any number of years in order to keep the program on the air and keep the farm going and keep everybody going.
My aunt and uncles, sure, they're going to be able to retire and live comfortably, but there's not a ton of money there.
Yeah. Yep. So it just depends on what your focus has been. But I think your philosophy is very true. Keep the money circulating, keep things going. It just seems an incredible waste to have put this up and then to have it torn down. It just seems that's counterintuitive, counterproductive, that doesn't work for me. Keep things, everything circulating, that's an excellent philosophy to have.
I don't like it. Knock it down. Build another one.
Right. Okay, we have congratulations in a moment for a very special team. Actually, a couple of things on the website at DougStephan.com focused on athletics, which is not normally our mainstay, but we'll get to it in a moment. 17 for the hour on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
All right, at DougStefan.com today, Richie was all excited about our video of the day.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm.
This is a guy named Gareth Mabin, who's a Brit. He does some of the most amazing golf shot tricks, or not even shots. He uses the club to bounce the ball around, uses his ankle. I saw this, I think, midweek last week.
And he's thought, wow, this is cool.
Yeah, there's no audio with it, but it really is kind of a cool.
I mean, he can go back and forth from kicking the ball around with his foot, his shoulder, his knees, to the club head, to the club, the top of the club, and then he does all these other just like wild tricks, like swings the club behind him, the ball comes up over his head, passes him, and then goes in the cup. He's got another one where he shoots a can, hits a can off of a friend's head.
Yeah. I once stopped a golf ball with my right shoulder.
Did you?
That was my golf trick.
Yeah. It's an amazing. I've never seen anything like. I've seen Tiger Woods balance the ball and kind of chuck it up and down on his golf club, but I've never seen anybody do this kind of stuff.
All right. Also, congratulations to Huntington Beach's Ocean View team. Won the Little League World Series. In Williamsport, right?
Yep,
they sure did.
Nick Prato is the hero of the game, connected for two-out bases-loaded single the bottom of the sixth inning to lead Ocean View from Huntington Beach to the championship. Was it last Friday? I think it was Friday or Saturday. Over the weekend, anyway. Beat the team from Japan 2-1. Seventh team from California to win the title over the years.
Yay.
Teams scored in the bottom of the third. Game stayed tied until this single into right center field later in the game. So you can.
I think the Dodgers are going to try to get their hands on.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Because the Little Leaguers are playing better than they are.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. Have a Little League team play the Dodgers and see who won.
Trust me. It would be tough.
Well, the morale is so bad there because of all the negative publicity about the ownership of the team.
Oh, there's some big drama going on with Andre Ethier, who used to be our star player.
Ugh. What happens with him?
Well, he's saying he's hurt and he needs surgery, and the Dodger ownership is saying he's lying, he's lazy, and he doesn't want to play.
Ah.
Yeah, it's a good way to motivate
people.
He wanted to be traded last season, and they didn't trade him. So
that's why he's got a sore ankle.
Yes,
sore
and he
hips.
Had an ingrown toenail.
He does.
All kinds
of fungus. There's a fungus there.
There's a fungus among us.
All right, on Facebook today, we've been talking about the media coverage. You said you get some pretty interesting responses. The media coverage is our poll as well at DougStefan.com. But what things did you get from our Facebook friends, Jen?
Well, a lot of different things. We had a couple of people say that they weren't living in the area, so they thought the news coverage was fine. Kevin Sandler said, to those in the affected areas, it was good coverage. New York City could have been much worse, but it's still a mess. William Wilson said, too much. Ain't nothing else happened around the country but that storm.
Then
we had somebody who really didn't like the Fox News coverage and called Shep Smith a drama queen.
Shepard Smith.
Right. Don't they call him Shep? That's his nickname.
I think they do call him Shep.
Yeah.
I think some people call him a queen, too, but I'm not sure.
Drama queen, for sure.
Drama queen, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Anyway, Richie, you didn't think that was nice?
No.
What?
Why?
It'd be nice.
So what says that that's not nice?
It's just an opinion by one of our listeners, that's all.
Yeah. All right, I'm talking about what the listeners said.
Leave Shep alone.
Yeah, okay.
A little queen.
There's an old song about old Shep, a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back along.
Elvis, dog dies in the end.
Right.
Nice. Not a good ending.
51, and speaking of endings.
Poor doggy.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Good night, Irene. The monster hurricane moved up the East Coast methodically this weekend and left in its wake power outages and stranded residents. I'm John Iannuzzi with the news that matters. Well, at least 20 deaths across 8 states were blamed on Irene, which fizzled to a post-tropical cyclone and headed over eastern Canada early this morning. And more than 3 million people are still without power across the Northeast. But much of the trouble left behind centered on flooding from North Carolina through New England, with homes inundated, with roads torn apart by raging floodwater. Some of the worst flooding in generations ravaged Vermont's formerly tranquil countryside early Monday, turning babbling brooks into turbulent rivers, knocking homes from their foundations and washing away at least one person. In North Carolina, as many as 200 residents were isolated and without power on Monday on Ocracoke Island, near where Irene first made landfall as a hurricane on Saturday. Supply transport to Ocracoke is hampered as large chunks of a key roadway were taken out by violent ocean waves. Sand dunes at the north end of Ocracoke have apparently been spread across the road, so no one yet knows how badly the pavement is damaged. Meanwhile, in Plattsville, New York, 7 families who thought they had escaped the wrath of Irene in Brooklyn were stranded in the Catskill Mountains after bridges crumbled all around them. But parts of the East Coast will return to normal today as some subway services resume in New York City and the 3 major airports in the area are planning on opening. The U.S. government estimated the cost from the wind damage alone to be expected to top $1 billion. Down power lines left more than 4 million people without electricity during Irene's weekend journey up the East Coast. In other news, as we approach the 10-year anniversary of September the 11th, former Vice President Dick Cheney says he had a secret resignation letter signed and stored in a safe for most of the Bush administration in case he became incapacitated. Cheney says he signed the resignation letter in March of 2001. Just about 2 months after taking office, he says only President Bush and one of the vice president's staff members knew the letter existed. Cheney says one of the reasons for having a resignation letter on hand was the history of health problems, including multiple heart attacks. He says the letter could have been used if he had been incapacitated by a heart attack or a stroke. Still to come, beverage companies seek to improve their environmental commitment.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Retreating loyalists of Muammar Gaddafi killed scores of detainees and arbitrarily shot civilians over the past week as rebel forces extended their control over the Libyan capital. Survivors in a human rights group said Sunday, in one case, Gaddafi fighters opened fire and hurled grenades at more than 120 civilians huddling in a hangar used as a makeshift lockup near a military base. In other news, in the United States, only 29% of the more than 200 billion beverage containers sold every year are actively recycled. The majority piles up in landfills and goes to waste. In light of a recent review by nonprofit group As You Sow, some of the top companies in the beverage industry are seeking to change that. This year, Nestle Waters North America received the highest ranking in the new report on corporate recycling conducted by As You Sow, the nonprofit. The study, Waste and Opportunity, U.S. Beverage Container Recycling Scorecard, card and report assessed the efforts made by some of the major companies in the beverage industry, including Nestle, the Coca-Cola Company, and PepsiCo, to recycle their used plastic bottles and reuse the materials in new products. As mentioned, Nestle Waters tops the list with a total score of 2.88, or a B-minus grade. At the bottom of the list, Molson, Anheuser-Busch, Adirondack Beverages, and Jamba Juice, all with failing grades. Last night at the MTV VMAs, Bruno Mars paid tribute to the late Amy Winehouse. Now news that Winehouse is still hitting music milestones after her untimely death last month. Britain's official charts company says Winehouse's Grammy award-winning Back to Black has become the best-selling album in the UK in the 21st century. Winehouse's second album had jumped to the number one spot on the charts shortly after the soul singer was found dead in her London townhouse on July the 23rd. An inquest in Winehouse's death begins in October. I'm John Iannuzzi. That's the news that matters.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
Have hearted love affairs. Big Berkey.